Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 54 for Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. Go, DJ. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Braintree. If you're working on a mobile app and searching for the right payments API, check out the Braintree V.0 SDK. With one simple integration, you get every way to pay. To learn more and to try out the sandbox, go to braintreepayments.com/arena. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. In a previous life, that's what I call my life 15 years ago, I was a house music DJ. I frequented record shops, I grabbed a stack of vinyl, spent hours dropping the needle across that music, searching for the one killer track amongst a sea of, okay stuff. That was the magic of the process. You spent all this time searching, so the payoff actually meant something when you discovered a hidden gem. Then I'd take those gems and play them at a party or a club, and I'd watch the house kind of get down to the tunes I picked and mixed live. It was a lot of fun, and something I've grown to miss over the past few years. I sold my decks a long time ago to make way for other audio gear that I knew I'd put to more use, and I'm not sad that I did that, because that's totally what happened. But I am happy to see that what's happening with everything right now, technology's come so far, and everyone kind of has access to some awesome tools that don't cost much, if anything, that can enable everyone to be a DJ using the foundation and the techniques that I used back then. Want to be a superstar DJ or just kind of curious about what it takes to get started? This episode might be for you. Let's take a look at a roundup of apps that send you on your way to becoming a DJ. First things first, DJ, if that is your real name, you need to find some solid music to play. Now, there are a million and one places online to purchase music for your gig. For now, I'm going to show off a music service that is geared towards the electronic music DJ community. Beatport has emerged over the years as one of the primary sources for EDM tracks online, and the service itself has transformed to cater to the needs of DJs, mimicking in many ways the experience of walking into a record shop, grabbing a stack of records, and previewing them one after another until that gem suddenly presents itself. The great thing about Beatport's Android app is that you actually get a full access streaming service for free. Charts and playlists can be streamed start to finish. Those charts are changing daily, so you're presented with an abundance of new streaming music that you simply won't find on other mainstream services. Also, any music you discover through search is playable start to finish. Now, as for design, Beatport's newly released app adheres closely to modern material design aesthetics, making it look easy here. The floating action button can be long pressed to give you quick playback controls, or tapped, and that'll take you through to the player for a more full screen environment. You can heart tracks that are playing. That makes it easy to have a nice preview session with a bunch of music and return to your hearted tracks later to snag them all up for keeps if you want. In order to purchase anything, you'll be passed through to Beatport Pro to do so on the website, which is kind of a bummer. I do wish it was better integrated into the app. Beatport is great at categorizing the ever-changing genres and subgenres of electronic music, even presenting options by feel, so you know where to turn when you want music to zone out to. And the app also tracks live events around the globe and in your area. Find Beatport in the Play Store for free. So you have some music on your device, or heck, maybe you don't. Well, lucky for you, my next pick kind of takes care of music collection and DJ performance. Algorithm launched DJ 2 for Android late last year, and I'm continually impressed by the thought and work that went into replicating a true DJ rig environment. Right off the bat, you see the two turntable and crossfader layout. The crossfader is this slider down here. That basically allows you to mix between the two decks by sliding left and right. Now, in the middle of the crossfader, you'll get an equal mix of both decks. Real DJ mixers also have controls for equalization, and you can get those for each deck up here with this button. It's the mixer button. Not only do you get EQ and gain control there, you can also throw in some cool performance effects like echo and phaser modulation, but also on the fly looping if you want to stretch out a particular part of the song. And finally, cue points. This allows you to dynamically set parts of a track as locations that can be jumped to on the fly when you just tap that cue button. That's all advanced stuff that really becomes useful once you've practiced a lot. Now, emulating turntables, any deck can be scratched like a real record. And these controls on the side allow you to change the tempo or playback speed of the song. Down for slower, up for faster. This music note down here keeps the song in its original key when you make those speed changes. And this is so much fun. You tap this button to reveal a beat pad layout for improvising your own drum patterns and sounds on the fly. Kind of cool. DJ2 allows you to record all of this to WAV or AAC audio file. Now, maybe you just want access to a seemingly endless pool of music. Spotify Premium users can access the entire Spotify library from inside DJ2. You can search for any song or browse to any song on Spotify through DJ2 and add that directly onto a deck. How's that for a record crate? Do note that licensing restricts recording your sets using DJ2 if Spotify tracks are imported. Oh, and one last thing if you're the lazy type. Set up Auto Mix down here to do the DJing for you. DJ2 can be found for free and with a fully featured version for $4.99 in the Play Store. Okay, so you have a crate of digital music and a DJ tool for mixing it all together and recording your mix. That's totally going to make you a superstar. Now you need to get those tunes out to the world. And that can be done using another streaming service called Mixcloud. This is essentially a streaming service and music hosting site dedicated to DJs where you can upload your mixes that are chock full of third-party content, and they deal with the licensing issues that surround that. That's important because it's what could keep you from hosting your DJ mix on another service. Now, at the moment, the Mixcloud app doesn't explicitly allow for the upload of your DJ set. You're going to have to turn to the website for that. And honestly, the way the upload and tagging process works is probably best left to the larger landscape that a big monitor affords you. You upload your set there. You can choose an image, add some genre tags. And then, and this is really handy, if you have a set list in the order that you played, you can drop those into the box down below. Once that upload is done, you can then play through the mix and set the in and out points for each track from that track list. This keeps everything tidy for those that eventually discover your mix through the service and want to know the name of a track that's playing. Now, from the app, you can check out your profile. And what do you know? Your DJ set is published and ready for public consumption. The player is nice in full screen mode, and those track details do show through as the mix progresses. You can check out the full playlist by tapping this button here. Now, not only is Mixcloud great for hosting your own DJ mixes, but as you can expect, a lot of other people host their mixes there too, duh, which means there's plenty of free DJ mixes to be found by people you've never heard of, as well as the superstar DJs that travel the world with their music. Just follow them through the service, and anything they post then appears in your feed. There are plenty of discovery mechanisms, from categories of music to recommendations based on your previous listens. And really, who doesn't love free, high-quality music, right? Check out Mixcloud for free in the Play Store. All right, so now that you have everything you need to become a DJ, what is stopping you? DJ 2 is great on a tablet screen. I was using it on the Nexus 7 for that demonstration. But you can even pony up for a hardware controller that taps into Android devices. Take a look at this. This is the ReLoop BeatPad 2. It's specifically designed to work with DJ 2, though it also works with other digital DJ software on desktop computers. I actually use one with Native Instruments Traktor at home, but there are plenty of other software choices out there that it connects to. And though it's not quite like having two Techniques turntables and an Allen & Heath Zone mixer in front of me, it's a great approximation. It just kind of blows me away at how far it's all come in this digital age. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode. This episode is brought to you by Braintree, code for easy online payments. If you're building a mobile app, you're searching for a single, simple payment solution, you can check out Braintree. The Braintree V.0 SDK makes it easy to offer multiple mobile payment types, so you could start accepting PayPal, Apple Pay, Bitcoin, Venmo, cards, and even more, all with a single integration. There's simple, secure payments. It's code that you can integrate in minutes. Developers don't have to worry about taking days to integrate those payments. With Braintree, it's done in minutes. If you don't have the time, you can give them a call and they'll even handle the integration for you and walk you through it. The Braintree code supports Android, iOS, and JavaScript clients. SDKs are in 7 languages. There's .NET, Node.js, Java, Perl, PHP, Python, Ruby, and it's all elegant code with clear documentation. It's really just 10 lines of in-app code that you're dealing with. Braintree gives you an easy way to accept multiple payment types with one simple integration. Quick, knowledgeable developer support as well if you have any questions. So you can start accepting Apple Pay, PayPal, Bitcoin, Venmo, cards, and whatever happens to be next, all with a single integration. With the Braintree V.0 SDK, one small snippet of code, and you're all set up in less than 10 minutes. To learn more for yourself and for your first $50,000 in transactions fee-free, go to BraintreePayments.com/arena and check them out. We thank Braintree for their support. All right, this week's big app is for those of us who call ourselves fans of one of the most beloved sci-fi franchises in history. I'm one of them. Let's take a look. I'm not sure about this next one. I mean, on one hand, it totally harkens back to my childhood, and I'm always interested when I see something emblazoned with the word Star Wars, and in that order. On the other hand, yes, I totally feel like a shill that's taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker, but then again, it says Star Wars, and in that order, and it says official app, so who am I to judge? The new Star Wars app, released last week, is undoubtedly all about getting superfans psyched for the return of the franchise to theaters over the coming years. So, of course, there's a countdown timer to The Force Awakens. Ooh, only 156 days to go. That's awesome. But that's low-hanging fruit, of course. If you want your weather compared to that of the Star Wars universe, no problem. Got you covered. Tickers that rattle off historical points on any given day so you can brush up on your Star Wars trivia and general nerdiness. There's also a latest news ticker so you can keep up to date on the latest developments surrounding the franchise leading up to the movies. There's a host of official videos to watch, some really cool stuff in there. Definitely check out the Comic-Con video that just released. And that's all the boring stuff. Let's get to the, well, the stranger stuff. There's a GIFs section for finding a Star Wars-related animated GIF that encompasses whatever mood you're trying to illustrate, like sarcasm that only Han Solo can fully articulate. There's a soundboard that's really cool. It's filled with quotes and, as you can expect, sound effects that are kind of hard to put down. Force Trainer arms you with a lightsaber as you train to become the baddest Jedi around. Your phone is the lightsaber as you battle a training remote in your own environment. There's a selfie section for placing yourself inside the Star Wars universe, sometimes in unpredictable ways. Yeah, sorry about that one. And finally, one of the coolest features is this augmented reality section where once you find the right poster, hint, Google Images, you scan it with the app and suddenly your environment is invaded by a digital animated stormtrooper or BB-8 right on top of wherever you've shown the camera on. It's really cool. Find Star Wars by Disney in the Play Store for free. Again, I'm really sorry about the Jedi eyeball selfie. It just, I don't know, it felt like the right thing to do at the time. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv, or you can post those to the subreddit. That's over at androidapparena.reddit.com, and share them with me, and the rest of the world has access to them there as well. The show records live every Wednesday around 4:30 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Tonight, though I'm actually out on vacation next week, so there won't be a live show, but there will be a pre-recorded episode, and I'm sure it'll play in that spot if you happen to tune in live. But if you want to catch it, it's going to appear like magic. I wouldn't let you go without new apps to install after all. So find the show always at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena. We'll be right back.